listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
Total Talk Nonsense! Total Talk Nonsense!
All right, John and Scott back with another episode.
I'm so fucking
24,
angry.
Part 3.
Hey, did you notice how my tagline changed? It evolved?
Yeah, it evolved
the
into...
evolution of my
Satan.
Tagline?
You sound like Satan.
All right, that was my goal.
We're here again. It's a Tuesday night, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
And we're going to wrap it up with round 3. If you're just listening, tune in to 1 and 2.
I'm so fucking
Every
angry.
Podcast has 3 parts, and... we're on part 3.
Always part 3. Love part 3.
Yeah!
Phil usually comes over in part 3. And I got a quick story here, John. Did you know that the rate of fatal drug overdose among people 40 and older has doubled since 1990?
Wait a minute, the what?
The rate of fatal drug overdose among people 40 or older has doubled
Wow.
since 1999. And there's a couple of theories. One is God's work. It's intelligent design. The other one, boomers keep doing drugs till it kills them. Two, boomers stop doing drugs, thus losing their tolerance, so when they start up again, it kills them. Three, boomers learn the hard way that a 45-year-old body can't take the same abuse as a 25-year-old body. And four, old abusers do their drugs alone, so when they overdose, nobody's around to call 911.
Right.
But, like I said, we can just apply intelligent design and just say, well, we don't have to figure it out. It's God.
Right.
Okay?
God fills in the gaps.
God does it.
Why is the sky blue? Well, God.
I don't know. God.
Gotta be
it's God.
God. Yeah.
Yeah, that's excellent. That's an excellent point, John. When Emma, my daughter, asked me those puzzling questions about life and the reasons why we're here. Why is the sky blue? It's God. Why is the grass green? It's God, Emma. How do you spell,
Dad, why did God call a fly a fly? Because that's what it does.
And it's God.
And it's God. But why didn't he call a fish a swim?
Because he's God.
That's all you got to say.
That's it.
That's it. Dad, what's the difference between an orange?
It's God. Daddy, I heard you and Mommy last night, and Mommy sounded like she was in pain, and the bed was hitting the wall. It was God. That was God. It wasn't us. It was God.
It was God. What was that other sound that you were making?
That was God.
It was God. He was rinsing.
But isn't the funniest goddamn thing is when God talks to George Bush.
Yeah.
He calls him by his first
yeah.
name.
George.
Bing. George.
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 It's me, the Lord. George, are you listening?
Jesus Christ, Lord. Can you, do you got to talk that loud?
George, get your hand out of your pants and listen to me.
Somebody's friend or somebody's
neighbor. Those evil
doers.
And that's the truth.
There's no rules.
I think Vladimir Putin.
The W. Stupid ass. We got to get audio of when he's quoting about God talking to him.
911 was so unbelievably good.
we start saying that God talked to us, they'd lock us up, John.
I know.
Lock us fucking up.
What do you have to do to be president of the United States? You know? I mean, come on.
You have to have chimp DNA. Because that's what appeals to the
they
red
should
states.
They should call this thing Chimpgate.
Chimpgate.
Yeah. The whole shit with Scooter Libby and
oh, speaking of that shit, I just read something today.
All those
sparked
fuckers.
By today's Washington Post story that suggests Vice President Cheney's office is involved in the plain
How about that?
CIA spy link investigation. Government officials and advisors passed around rumors that the vice president might step aside.
Oh.
And that President Bush would elevate Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
Oh, my God. First woman vice president.
Well, you know why he's doing that.
So he can collect his dough that he's got from Halliburton.
Well, that's one reason. The other reason is he's got an approval rating of 2%, right?
Yeah.
So he's probably worried about being assassinated, but if he has a woman vice president, it kind of guarantees that he will not be assassinated.
Oh, by the brothers?
Because they'd rather have a chimp running the country than a woman running the country. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's certainly an interesting, but I still think highly doubtful scenario, said a Bush insider. And if that should happen, there will undoubtedly be those who believe the whole thing was orchestrated. Another brilliant Machiavellian move by the handsome VP.
Well, you know, in the 2002 senatorial elections in New Hampshire, the Republican GOP for New Hampshire hired a company to take their phone bank and jam the phone bank of the Democratic Party. And it was enough to, allegedly it was enough to get the Republicans in office by a narrow margin. Well, they found out about it, and one guy is in jail, and another guy is being indicted and arrested. And now they're connecting the money, because it costs like $16,000 to pull this off.
Right.
They had to pay somebody. Where did they get the money? $5,000 of it came from DeLay.
DeLay?
And Jack Abramoff.
That fucking queer.
Another $10,000 came from two Indian tribes that Abramoff is known to have done business with and funnel money through and
launder
money through there. So they're connecting that all the way back from 2002 all the way to DeLay, Abramoff. It's hilarious, man. It's the culture of corruption.
No doubt.
In the administration. I mean, I haven't seen anything like that since, you know,
well, we talked
Watergate.
About the Vikings in part two, and it comes from the top. The coaches and other coaches are fucking off, and that just bleeds right down into the bottom. Hey, if the coaches can fuck off, I can fuck off even more.
Yeah.
And now you're getting into this kind of shit, and it's the same goddamn thing that's happened with the GOP right now, those motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers.
And I wonder what it would sound like if you called Tom DeLay's office today.
Oh, let's give him a call.
Let's call him up.
Hello, this is Congressman Tom DeLay. As you probably know, the very partisan Travis County DA recently manufactured an indictment against me that is based on charges from the 2002 Texas State House election. These charges are groundless and false. I am completely innocent. Just as Senator K. Bailey Hutchinson and other public officials have defeated similar attacks from this DA, I will prove his allegations are baseless and without merit. Despite this partisan distraction, I will
beat you and fuck you and suck your tits and watch you eat Betsy and lick your ass. I'm so fucking into you. It's incredible. And
I will continue to represent you and fight for the interests of our community. You will soon receive a letter from me outlining exactly what is happening and why. I hope you'll take a moment to read it and then join my effort to fight this out-of-control district attorney. Thank you for listening.
This call is paid for by the Tom DeLay.
I'll take
what
my
else
time
is
to
he going
to
say?
And then I'll wipe my ass with it is what I'll do. What am I going to get that stupid-ass letter
from
Tom DeLay?
What else is he going to say, right?
Right.
You won't get it. You're not a constituent.
No, dickhead.
You didn't vote for him.
I got a Christmas card from the Bushes, I think.
Did you?
I don't know. I think so.
Yeah, I think you can. You just got to get on their mailing list, you know.
Oh, I got on that.
Must I got a
prank.
Because you make over $100,000 a year, so.
I'm in the top 1%.
Yeah, whatever that is. Yeah. That's what Marty's in. Marty thinks that he's benefiting by this great president he helped put in office.
How could you possibly be benefiting? Can somebody please put out a documentary of the positive right. things that President Bush
There's
has done
nothing.
For the country?
There's absolutely nothing.
It'd be the shortest documentary on the planet. In the universe, John. I'll go far to say that as well. Yeah, if I can speak.
Well, John Stewart was talking about him, and he just said, you know what? I don't think it's arrogance. I think they're just incompetent. Like, they think everything's going great. The country's going fine. And then they open the door and look out and go, oh, what? Well, you know, what the hell's going on?
I can believe that. They're so goddamn stupid. They have no clue what a shit, what a creek, a shit creek they're up with a turd paddle is what I'm saying.
You need to pray for the good Lord. Protect America.
Yeah, that's what we need to do, because this fucking cocksucker in charge ain't doing shit.
And that's the truth.
No doubt.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
There's no rules. And did you see that stupid teleconference?
Sounds like he's... What does it sound like when you try to start Bush's car in the winter?
That's a good one. Did you catch any of the teleconference? I mean, they're
what?
In the regime. They're so they when they talk to the troops.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I saw that.
So he's got his
fake thing.
Press secretary saying no, it's not fake. But then another part of his party, because their communication is totally non-existent,
right.
is showing you how it's all fake.
I know.
I mean, they're so fucked up they can't even get a fucking press conference together.
Oh, we always go through a little rehearsal to make sure calm the nerves and all that stuff, you know. But what? How? Asking them the questions ahead of time?
There was one reporter that asked that Scott McClellan fuckface.
Yeah, that guy's what is he, 17?
Was this thing scripted or what? I'm sorry, what are you saying, that the soldiers weren't sincere?
Yeah, that's
hey,
what I...
That's not what I fucking asked. Cunt head.
A bicycle has wheels, so a car is a bicycle.
John and Scott, somebody has to give John and Scott press passes so we can get into those goddamn fucking press conferences and ask some hard-hitting questions. And when he says shit like that, we can say, hey, stay on fucking topic, asshole.
Vladimir Putin.
I know, he's unbelievable. The most of, what is the point of having him?
We're goddamn ridiculous.
It's a joke to even waste that kind of fucking airtime.
Here's the point of having him, because the W can't speak. He can't get a complete sentence out to begin with, so somebody has to speak for him.
Press secretary. Get that fucker out of there.
So
what a waste of tax dollars.
You know who they should have?
That's what I'm going to say next Republican I talk to. Okay, yeah, you're right. Roll back the taxes. How about this? How about being fiscally responsible and get rid of that stupid fucking cocksucking Scott McClellan? What is with that guy?
If I'm fucking Bush, I fire McClellan and I hire Carter Burke from Aliens.
Yeah, there you go.
He would be the best.
Why don't you put her in charge?
No, that's not Carter Burke.
Oh, sorry. Who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Hudson. Carter Burke, man. He was the one who tried to fuck Sigourney over. Paul Reiser.
He is Carter Burke. Man.
Make him the press secretary. Carter Burke.
I'm very disappointed in you, Ripley. I'm very disappointed in you. You know, I'm disappointed in you.
Well, you know, John, this whole Bush-Myers bullshit is still going on. And I think you have something about cronyism over there.
Do I? Yeah, probably.
But WP and New York Times both mentioned Texas' release of thousands of Harriet Myers-related documents, mostly from during her time as chair of the Lottery Commission. Wow, what great experience. Under then-Governor Bush, the documents don't exactly shed light on a lot of her constitutional stances. And, oh, so surprising conclusion the Post focuses on. The New York Times, meanwhile, notices a number of correspondents like this. Quote, "You're the best governor ever, deserving of great respect." Myers wrote in a B-Day card to her boss. I appreciate your friendship and candor. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I appreciate your friendship and candor, responded the president. Never, never hold back your sage advice. And here's something else this stupid idiot Myers said about Bush. He's one of the most intelligent people I know, close quote. Right there. If I'm one of those fucking senators at the confirmation hearing, Miss Myers, can you tell me the validity of this statement is quoted by you? Quote, he is one of the most genius people I know, end quote. Did you really say that? Why, yes, I did. Do you believe that, Miss Myers? Why, yes, I do. Case closed. We can redeem. We can adjourn this session of Congress and save the taxpayers' money. And why don't we just send her out to get lynched? Because she's obviously a moron. There you have it, John.
You know why I'm laughing?
Because I can't speak.
Because I'm an idiot. Wait till I read this.
All right.
I've had this for a week, and still smarting from criticism of his nomination of Harriet Myers to the United States Supreme Court. President George W. Bush today nominated a man he described as a guy I met at the mall.
Kidding me. We got to get that video. I mean audio or whatever.
To succeed Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan. At the White House ceremony, a beaming President Bush stood at the side of the guy he met at the mall explained how he came to choose a total unknown.
Not at the shopping mall,
no.
Right?
Yeah.
No.
Wait, let's just listen.
All right.
To replace Greenspan, who has served at the Fed since 1987. Bush said that the two men met while they were waiting in line at the David's Cookie store. I was very impressed with the way he counted his change.
And you're kidding me.
I am confident,
right?
He will bring the same understanding of money to his new role as head of the Reserve. While the president said he did not net.
This is from The Onion.
Wait a minute.
It's got to be.
While the president said he did not yet know the name of the guy he met at the mall, he added, all of that will come out during the confirmation process. Wait, this is how stupid
this
I am.
This is fake.
Shut up. Listen. After being accused of cronyism in the nomination of Myers, the president may be trying to blunt such criticism by nominating someone.
Blunt?
Yeah, blunt. Yeah. By nominating someone he barely knows to run the Fed, some in Washington believe. But Davis Logson, a political science professor at the University of Minnesota, has a different theory about Bush's recent appointments. He may be surrounding himself with lousy people in the hopes that he'll be graded on a curve. Elsewhere, the New York Yankees fell to the Los Angeles Angels despite a ninth-inning attempt by George Steinbrenner to buy the L.A. team.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bullshit. And I just figured that out while you were reading that other thing, and I was laughing.
So that's what
I couldn't believe it. I read it. Holy shit.
You thought it was true?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's a good thing you vet all the shit you bring in here. Well, here's just one other thing I have on Bush. And it's this huge article about what's going on with the image of George Bush. And I just took one paragraph out here. Right now, with the Bush administration in a meltdown on multiple issues, we're hearing a lot about President Bush's personal failings. But what happened to the commander figure of yore? The heroic. I'm just like the W.
Oh, my God.
The Yorick leader of the war on terror. The answer, of course, is that the commanding figure never existed. Mr. Bush is the same dumbass he always was. All the character flaws that are now fodder for late night humor were fully visible for those willing to see them during the 2000 campaign. And John, I believe that you and I were the only MFers to see this during the 2000 campaign.
This heroic speech.
Heroic. Oh, yeah. Hey, man, I'm not the president, okay? And if I were, I'd be prepped and somebody would tell me how to pronounce heroic.
Heroic.
All right.
Oh, Mike. Oh, fuck.
All right. That was
so goddamn funny.
What time is it? How are we doing on time?
We're at 20.
Okay, cool. What do you got? What do you got?
Something from Sean Connery. One of the greatest actors of all time, the original James Bond, because you know the new guy, James Blonde, or what I hear they're calling him, James Bland.
Daniel Craig.
Bland. James
Look at
Bland.
Photographs. He's not a handsome man.
No.
So maybe he's got something else going on.
They
I don't
said
know.
He sucks. He's
Does he?
More. Yeah.
What? Why didn't they cast the guy from the movie that you talked about, King Arthur? Clive Owen, I think his name is. He was in the movie Closer with.
Oh yeah.
That guy would be a great Bond, in my opinion. But who the hell am I? I'm just some schmo with a podcast.
I know this guy is. Bland, James Bland. But Connery, we agree, is the only
James Bond. Those other guys were frauds.
Yeah. The original James Bond and dear old dad to the greatest swashbuckling archaeologist of all time, Sir Sean Connery, is officially calling it quits. Scotland on Sunday reports that Sir Sean has ended his acting career, one that spanned over 5 decades, with Connery commenting, "I'm fed up with those idiots."
Who, John and Scott?
Yeah. The ever-widening gap between people who know how to make movies and the people... Oh, am I supposed to be quoting?
You're supposed to be
sorry,
man.
Let me go with that. Well, there was a dot, dot, dot. I got confused. I'm fed up with those idiots. The ever-widening gap between people who know how to make movies and the people who green-light the movies. I don't say they're all idiots. I'm just saying there's a lot of them that are very good at being idiots. Connery went on to say that it would almost need a mafia-like offer. I couldn't refuse to do another movie. What? Wait.
Like an offer he could refuse. Okay.
It would almost need to be a mafia-like offer. I couldn't refuse to do another movie. I am the last one. Yeah, I'm not doing it very good.
So Sean Connery retired. I didn't know that. Well, you know, John, in related celebrity news, this is from Richard Roper's column. Do you know who he is?
Richard Raper.
When you read the guy's column, the guy's completely flaming homosexual, but he denies it every time. But I'm going to go on record.
Like Christopher Hitchens?
And say he's totally queer, like the W. Jessica Biel, who co-starred in the 2003 update of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, has been tabbed the sexiest woman alive by Esquire magazine. Did you know that, John? Here's what Roper says. As for Miss Biel, she's quite healthy and gorgeous, and she was utterly believable as a brilliant scientist pilot in last summer's Stealth.
Ooh,
which
right.
You saw, but I didn't see.
Yeah.
Hello, cutie pie.
But she is not the sexiest woman alive. She is not even the sexiest Jessica alive. Not with Jessica Alba frolicking about. All right, so either the guy's a queer or he's a pedophile, because when I look at Jessica Alba, I see like a 14-year-old Catholic schoolgirl. That's
Stop
what
being
I
such
see.
A pussy.
When I look at Jessica Biel, I see a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
What do you see when you see Jessica Biel?
She's hot, man.
She's attractive, but she's like 14. Looks like she's 14.
She's, yeah, I don't know, kind of like 17. She looked pretty hot in Stealth.
She's got a bod.
That's
Jessica Biel.
Oh, that's what you're talking about, right?
Right, but Richard Roper's saying Jessica Alba is hotter.
Oh.
Who I'm saying looks like she's 14.
Yeah, she looks a little young. But
she's not a woman.
I got some nice pictures of her with her nipples showing through a green dress.
Oh, yeah. Who hasn't seen that?
Oh, sorry.
Woo-hoo. We can post that.
God damn.
Also, did you know that VH1 has compiled the roster of the 50?
Miles Bennett Dyson.
50 most awesomely bad songs ever.
Really?
Yeah, do you want to know what they are?
What are they?
Number 5.
Have to do ours.
Yes, I would like to have a room.
Ice, please. Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice. Number 4, Roland, ding, Urban ding, Assault ding, Vehicle ding, by Limp
ding,
Bizkit.
Ding, 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 ding.
Which I don't know what that is. Number 3, Everybody Have Fun Tonight, Wang Chung.
What?
Number 2, Achy Breaky
come
Heart.
On.
Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky. And number 1, do you have any guess? Number 1, worst song ever, VH1.
Oh, shit!
Breakfast Club.
We built this city.
Fuck you.
We built this city on rock and roll. By the Starship. And no doubt, that is the worst song in the history of the world, in my opinion.
That movie, that song is awesome.
You're shitting me, man. I hear that song and I want to bang my head until my brain
Hey, listen, pal.
Ear.
You...
Take it back! So shut up! Fuck you, asshole. Holy shit!
Fuck you, asshole.
I'm the party pooper.
I'm the party pooper.
I'm the party pooper.
I'm the party pooper.
Don't bullshit me. Don't be ridiculous. I don't like you using foul language. Chill out, dickwad.
Chill out, dickwad.
Now, whatever your name is, get ready for the big surprise.
Get ready for the big surprise.
Hey, was that the doorbell?
Huh?
Was somebody knocking?
Was it? Was it what? How about?
But.
What? Anyway, what time is he supposed to be here?
He said he was going to be here early because he missed the last one.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
He said he wanted to even come in earlier and sit in.
No.
Yeah, just sit in.
Just hang out?
Just hang out.
Hang with the boys.
Hang with the boys.
Hanging with the boys.
And if you don't know who we're talking about, we're talking about the award-winning news correspondent, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Phil McCracken.
Whitcomb.
Whitcomb.
Please, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Oh, yes.
Close call. Phil just made it
I don't
it
have
on
it
time.
Yet. I don't have it. Go get that, would you?
All right, hold on.
You got it?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on. I got to get it. Yeah, let me get the door.
All right.
Hey, man, what's happening? Come on in. Let me see if you got your mic.
Yeah, gentlemen.
Hey, is that your girlfriend? Out in the parking lot?
What?
What's up with that?
Gentlemen.
Yeah, okay, all right, just sit down.
Hey, gentlemen.
Sit down. It's all good. It's all good, Phil. Whoa, my mic just went out of whack. That's called when you loosen the mic. Yeah. That's what happens.
Well, there, gentlemen.
Well, Phil, it's great to have you back. We missed you last podcast. I don't know why.
What? What happened?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me tonight. It's always a pleasure to be here. And I am very sorry that I missed the last one, but I felt a little intimidated by the guests that you had and my position here on the crew, on the team, because there's no I in team, John and Scott.
But there is ME.
There is ME, which is stands for
me.
And I didn't want to crowd anybody. And I thought maybe if you're trying out new talent for my position, that would be fine. I can handle that.
Yeah.
So whenever you're ready to let me know, I just asked for 2 weeks' notice.
What are you doing?
So I can get my papers and organized.
What are you doing?
You fucking dick! Shut up!
So whenever you're ready...
Put your ass in me.
Is it going to be
you
one
ever
of
notice how similar these two voices are?
I'm eating liquor.
Put your ass.
I'm eating liquor.
Put your ass.
They sound a lot similar, don't they, Phil?
Yes, and I believe it's going to be one of those newscasts where I have to talk over the song. But that's okay, because I'm working on projecting my voice and speaking from my
diaphragm that I got my for my girlfriend's.
Well, here we go, Phil. Let's introduce you.
That would be fabulous.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John. And this one is out of Moldova. Bank clerks told not to make eye contact with customers after a string of robberies by a hypnotist. Staring at customers' breasts is still okay. Bank clerks in Moldova have been told not to make eye contact with customers after a string of robberies by a hypnotist. The robber reportedly pushed cashiers into a trance before making them hand over tens of thousands of pounds. Local police said the criminal, who they believe is trained hypnotist from Russia, begins talking to bank tellers and gradually hypnotizes them. He then gets them to give him money before bringing them back out of their trance and leaving them with no memory of handing over the cash. Page 2. People may wonder why a woman dressed in fur is lapping water from a toilet. Then again, perhaps not. Visitors to the state capitol at noon hour Thursday may wonder why a woman dressed in fur is lapping water from a toilet at the King Street entrance. It's to make a point that only animals should wear fur. A slogan of people for the ethical treatment of animals, better known as PETA. If people want to pretend to be animals by dressing in their skins, we think they should really go for the whole look, including drinking out of the toilet, says President Ingrid Newkirk.
Those are fucking wacky people, man.
Next story, artificial blood. To be tested in Kansas trauma victims. Next up, artificial intelligence for the rest of Kansas. Next story. Female chest chap wonders. They also looking at my boobs. I kind of got the feeling they may be. Busty Shogai Queen helps pay Japanese chess fan base. Oh, man. Japan's chess has long been open to ridicule, but thanks to some prominent knockers, women's chess in particular is now undergoing something of a boom, or do you say boob, in popularity. Diminutive, but busty 24-year-old Shinaboob Iwane is keeping growing numbers of Japanese abreast of the happenings of the world of women's chess, aided by her able ample bosom. Before I started playing chess, I was leery into figure skating.
I'm eating liquor.
Then in about the fifth grade, I used to wear shorts around my hand, my hair cut short. It was a bit of a tomboy and hatred wearing skirts that made me rove the customers worn in figure skating, so I devoted myself to playing chess, she tells Sukhine Post. It's just been thinking about what to do with my Khalil, and sure came along. Because I had the backing, that's I funny. Decided to turn pro, she tells Sukhine Post.
What's funny?
You'd be surprised at some of the things people say about you. I got one Retta telling me how beautiful I looked as I put my eye drops in. Another Retta complained that I had worn the same outfit for two different events.
Oh my God, somebody shoot me, man.
It's amazing to find out what people are looking at. Are they also looking at my boobs? I kind of get the feeling that maybe, you know.
Next story. Oh my. Get out your tape measures, ladies and gentlemen. World's longest nipple hair is 3.5 inches. I might not be the type of world record holder you'd want to take home to mom, but it is a world record, and it was set here in London. It's the record of the black hair on Tyler Ng's right nipple. It's 8.89 centimeters, that's 3.5 inches long enough to make 2006 Guinness Book of World Records as the longest nipple hair on Earth.
What?
All right, I need to switch characters now after my impressive Japanese impersonation. There are really few contenders on me.
Wait a minute, what was that?
I'm Bella trying to get Lugosi? An English accent.
Is that a Bella Lugosi?
Help me out here. Do you got any Sean Connery that can help me out?
Sean Connery.
I can't.
Things don't act well to bullets in here, Mr. Ryan.
There are very few contenders on me, but that's the longest one, said Ing 20 of University of Western Ontario.
Oh.
He got the idea to apply after constant hassling by his friends and encouragement of his girlfriend. After you've been made fun of in a hockey change room, you might as well put it in Guinness, he said. Next story, man suing Catholic Church because being molested by a priest turned him gay. A wealthy Manhattan socialite is planning a $5 million lawsuit against the Catholic Church, claiming his being molested by a priest at age 7 turned him into a homo.
Yes, sir.
David Albright, the fifth. Now 51, allegedly he was molested as a boy at Camp Take a Twin, New York, by Father Joseph Romano, a Sumerian counselor. Let me get into character. I'm really having a hard time switching characters, John and Scott. I believe that my life would be very different now, Albright told the New York Post. I'd probably be married, living in Greenwich with four children in a boarding school. Romano bent my life. Enright says Romano, who was 21 and 61, took him behind the cabin after dinner and evening prayers to molest him. He says the sexual contact occurred up to 7 more times, lasting until the following summer. He'd explain to me that this is the rite of passage, Enright told the paper, noting he recalls the devastating abuse every day of his life. Enright, a descendant of Albany's aristocratic Van Rensselaer and de LaGrange families, made millions in 1992 as an advertising executive for the Broadway production of 42nd Street. I had a completely straight life in business. Socially on Park Avenue and Fifth Avenue, he said, adding that he used to date women in the 80s. Then there was this other world, which was slinking in Greenwich Village gay bars, finding mates.
Oh, yes.
I kind of sound like Andy Dick now. Inter addition to Romano, Bishop Howard Hubbard and the Albany Diocese have been named as the defendants in the panel suit. Plain suit. Plan suit. Next story, release of Cheney's fitness book, Fit Like Dick, delayed again. Fit Like Dick, postponed yet again. Chitney's fitness book is still timing, still not right.
Chitney.
Fit Like Dick, the diet exercise book written by Vice President Dick Cheney, has had its release postponed yet again in the face of the author's continuing health problems. The book, to be published by Nashville-based Thomas Nelson Publishers, was originally scheduled for release in 2000. Every time it seems like we're going to be able to put the book out, something or other health crisis comes up. One Thomas Nelson executive laments, it's too bad because the book is full of useful health tips. The timing is still just not right.
How about that?
Next story, scientists inject fruit fly DNA into E. coli bacteria to make a new high-performance foam of rubber. Caution.
What?
Happy fun ball may get lonely in attempt to enter your colon. Next story, scientists find gene responsible for fucking Tourette syndrome. Researchers said today, Thursday, fuck! They have found a gene, shit, that helps Tourette syndrome, fucking shit, cocksucker! But then many other genes are also likely to be involved in the Kallek's disorder. Tourette's may affect as many as 100 people and is marked by muscle and vocal tics, including repeated sub-movements or vocalizations. Fuck! Children with Tourette's also have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, and depression. Shit!
You don't give a shit! You piece of shit!
In a report published in Friday's issue of the Journal of Science, the doctor here says the gene called SLIT-RECA appears to contribute to some cases of Tourette's.
Fuck my ass.
Next story, Mary-Kate Olsen drops out of NIU to pursue career as a skanky businesswoman.
Cock push-ups?
Bob Saget, say about this. Mary-Kate Olsen, who shared the role of Michelle with her twin sister Ashley on the 80s comedy Full House, has dropped out of college early in her sophomore year.
Cock push-ups?
Mary-Kate Olsen has taken an approved leave of absence from New York University to focus on her increased responsibilities as co-president of Dual Star Entertainment Group and to pursue personal interests.
Cock push-ups?
Like getting high and blowing John and Scott.
Cock push-ups?
Olsen twin sister Ashley, also co-president of Dual Star, will remain at NMIU.
Cock push-ups?
See? It's fucking simple. That's where you fucking
next story. Court forces sperm donor to pay child support to a lesbian who has never met. The Swedish man who donated his sperm to a lesbian couple must pay child support for the three boys he fathered, a Supreme Court ruled. The man, now 39, gave his sperm to a couple in the early 90s. Three sons were born. He agreed he would play no role in the boy's upbringing, but signed a document saying he was the father. The woman separated, and the biological mother demanded that the man pay child support. The man went into the District Appeals of Court, but lost as the Supreme Court upheld these rulings. Next story, researchers claim viewing art relieves constipation. Because somehow, John and Scott, looking at a bunch of paintings makes you want to crap. And the last story tonight, John, it's a celebrity story. We can put it in the entertainment category. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Britney Spears' husband and mother are useless. To nobody's surprise and to everyone's smug delight, Britney Spears is having some money concerns ever since Kevin Federline married her bank account. So Britney has sent in her mother, Lynn, to keep an eye on Kevin's spending, which now includes a multi-million dollar deal venture to build a dance school with Michael Jackson's dad, Joe. And Lynn is doing a great job. I mean, for a blind and illiterate chimp, which would have to be because, quote, multi-million dollar venture to build a dance school with Michael Jackson's dad, end quote. Any other financial manager would read that and immediately burn down Britney's house for the insurance money. Hell, even Coco the Gorilla would at least sign, get me some gasoline and a matchbook. But then again, Coco isn't blind and illiterate or a Spears. And that's why she's a national treasure. And that's my news tonight, John and Scott. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Phil. That's Phil McCracken Whitcomb with your accredited news report on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
And
episode 24, part 3. And Phil, a little rusty after the layoff. It's hard for you to get through a couple of those stories.
Well, I'm no longer on. Like, I need to leave. I need to my girlfriend again. She's out my Pinto, so I gotta go.
All right, see you later, Phil.
All right, man. Take it easy. Thanks for coming.
All right. Well, yay. That was a good report. I thought it was all right. You know,
and,
it was funny.
It's all right.
That love was supposed to be funny.
We could fix it in post.
Yeah, well, I think that that just about wraps it up, unless you got something else.
I got nothing. I have
nothing.
Oh,
I got something.
Oh, John's got something. We are so well prepared here at TTN Total Talk Nonsense.
Yeah.
I mean AKC Total Talk Nonsense.
Well, I was looking at this Freakonomics thing, and they have this section about names. You know, boys' names, girls' names, white people's names, black people's names.
Right.
Okay, so what are the whitest names and the blackest names?
I would say I can say blackest names.
I got the whitest.
I'll say blackest.
Whitest girl names: Molly, Amy, Claire, Emily, Katie, Madeline, Caitlin, Emma, Abigail, Carly, Jenna, Heather.
What about Shannon?
No. Catherine, Caitlin, Caitlin, Holly, Allison, Caitlin, Hannah,
Caitlin,
Catherine.
Three times. Wow.
All different spells.
That must be really white.
Blackest girl names:
Letitia, Laquisha.
Laquisha? No. Imani, Ebony, Shanice,
Shaniqua,
Alaya,
Moesha,
Precious, Nia, Deja, Diamond, Asia, Alaya.
What about Deirdre?
Nope. Jada, Tira, Tara, Kara, Jasmine, 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 Alex, and Raven. Alexis and Raven. Raven.
Raven from That's So Raven.
The whitest boy names. Them hillbilly boy names. You ready?
Billy Bob.
Jake, Connor, Tanner, Wyatt,
Gunner,
Cody, Dustin, Luke,
Parker,
Jack,
Cameron,
Scott,
oh,
Logan, Cole,
John, J-O-N,
Cole, Lucas, Bradley, Jacob, Garrett, and Dylan.
Lucas?
Yeah.
That's kind of teetering.
A couple more. Maxwell, Hunter, Brett, and Colin.
Hunter. I think I said Gunner. I didn't
Blackest
say
boy names.
Tyrone.
Deshaun. DeAndre.
Tupac.
Marcus. Darnell.
50 Cent.
Terrell. Malik. Trevon. Tyrone. Willie. Dominique.
Jermaine.
Demetrius.
Sterling.
Reginald. Jamal. Maurice. Jalen. Darius. Xavier, Terrence, Andre, and Daryl.
Well, here's the cool thing about the black culture. You give a black person any of those white names, and they're going to survive. But the black culture, they can get away with names like that.
Yeah.
Like Deshaun and Sterling and cool shit like that.
Yeah.
But then you got Nick Nolte? No, Nick Cage with Kal-El.
Kal-El, yeah.
Like, who the hell would name, black or white, would name their kid that retarded name?
Nick Cage.
Kal-El. Or Airplane Inspector, or whatever the hell that one was.
Okay, most common middle-income white girl names. Actually, these are all the same. Sarah, Emily, Jessica, Lauren, Ashley,
what about
Amanda.
High-income? We got high-income, white names? So, you know, I can start planning for my retirement?
Most common high-end white boy names. Benjamin is number one. Samuel, two. Jonathan, that's me, spelled like mine. Alexander and Andrew.
Oh. What about white girls?
Let's see.
High-end white girls.
High-end. Most high-end white girls'
black
names.
Girls.
Alexandra, Lauren, Catherine, Madison, and Rachel.
Hmm.
But hey. Most common white girl names among high education parents. Catherine, Emma, Alexandra, Julia, Rachel.
Hmm. Nice.
Nice. Thought I had another one marked. Yeah, this is all crazy statistics, man.
Crazy stats.
Crazy.
It's the kind of crazy stats that would lead you to believe that if you... raped all the high-end white women names.
Oh,
you would eventually
Send your mail to Scott at TotalTalk.com. All right, that's all of the time we have for podcast number 24, part 3, here at AKC's Total Talk Nonsense.
Within 48 hours of part 2.
Yeah.
Wow. Our fans got a conundrum, not a conundrum, a potpourri of podcasts coming to their door.
You know a movie I forgot to put on my top 10?
No, what?
Stripes.
Stripes. We didn't even put that in honorable mention.
God, I know.
What the hell's wrong with us?
I don't know. Oh, a guy emailed me today, Preston from the Websters.
Right.
We might go see them. Well, I want to go see them Friday night. And he said, yeah, I just downloaded one of your podcasts, man, and turned it into a CD, and I've been I listened to it on the way home. You guys are funny as hell. And then he says, how do you do all that production, all the drop-ins? You know, radio stations hire a ton of producers to do that stuff. See? Huh?
Hey, fuck that, man. Fuck you. I tried to fucking compliment you last podcast, and you gave me a bunch of shit.
I didn't think it was sincere.
I was being sincere. Yeah. I take time out of my goddamn diatribes to tell you what a fabulous job of production, and all you can do is moan and groan about insincerity and shut the fuck up.
Oh, you're so... Well, okay, kumquat.
See, I make it about me. It's all about me.
Yeah, it is, isn't
so
it?
So we went from your production skills to me whining.
You being a victim.
And it's about
I'm a victim. Oh, I just snotted on my little foam rubber thing.
You better not change that foam rubber one with mine. All right, then. Well, I'll try to get out Friday to check out the Websters. Where are they at?
The Websters, they're going to be at you'll come with us, man. What's up with that?
If I can get out. What time are we leaving? Like 9?
Yo, what's up with
yo,
that?
Yo. Well, you know, it's Emma's birthday the next day, and they got, you know, I got to make breakfast in bed and the whole beeswax.
Yeah, like 9.
9. All right. Where are they playing? Yeah. How far are we going?
It's on Western.
Western. So yeah. We can leave by like midnight?
Yeah.
All right.
I think we go on at like 10.
That's cool. That's cool.
All right. Well, that's the end music right there, man. We got to go. That's episode 24, part 3 with John and Scott. Vote for us on Podcast Alley. Send us an email.
And sign up for the forum. Post a comment.
Yeah, we'd like to hear from you. You know, give us some feedback about what you like, what you don't like, whatever. Whatever you want to write down, we don't care.
Let's dedicate our entire next podcast to the forum. We'll just read every post in the forum.
All right, that sounds fantastic. Yeah, that sounds great.
So get your post out there so we'll read it on the next podcast.
Yeah. Let's
do
it.
Hey, and P. Tony, thanks for signing up. Cocksucker.
Yeah, P. Tony. All right, man, we're out of here. John and Scott at AKC's Total Talk Nonsense.
Later.
You're listening to John and Scott on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense.